liquid zeolite today.
Super Tuesday is gone, and so are the delegates. Mitt Romney, the chosen one by the Republican establishment folks, has won the majority, but still the three others soldier on in hopes that they can turn this thing around. But can they? Mathematically, is it even possible for that to happen? You think of all the conversations that we've had, hundreds of hours of conversations about how many of you like Ron Paul and why you like him and why he says the right things that you think would turn this nation around. Or some of you like Newt Gingrich. You think that he's the great debater and he's the true conservative. And speaking of conservatives, Rick Santorum surprised a lot of people when he hung in the race, made not only the final turn, but won a whole bunch of states along the way since this thing started back in January, and he claims a few others, North Dakota, Oklahoma, and Tennessee. Here's Santorum.
This was a big night tonight. Lots of states. We're going to win a few. We're going to lose a few. But as it looks right now, we're going to get at least a couple of gold medals and a whole passel full of silver medals. We have won in the West, the Midwest, and the South, and we're ready to win across this country. We can add to Iowa, Missouri, Minnesota, Colorado, now Oklahoma and Tennessee. We are not a great country because we have a great and powerful government. We are a great country because we believe that rights don't come from the government. But as in our founding document, the Declaration of Independence says, our rights come to us from our Creator.
All right, so he whipped a couple of different things in there, including the veiled reference to sports with the medals and or analogy that he made with sports and medals and all that kind of stuff with the Olympics coming up in another 4.5 months. So all the conversation about energy independence, gas prices, what's happening with our debt, what's happening with Iran and the situation with the possibility of them going nuclear and where do we stand on that. And, of course, jobs, jobs, jobs. It really all comes back, if you listen to everything I just said there, to the money issues, the woes of most Americans, many who have just given up the fight to find a job, others who are underemployed. And we know and we have painted this picture with a broad brush and a narrow brush many, many, many times on America Tonight. Newt Gingrich says he can get people working again, and he feels pretty pumped and confident after claiming Georgia.
I am the one candidate who has the ability to debate Barack Obama decisively.
But in the meantime, Mitt Romney statistically bagged the numbers that he needed, and that's the key. It is about the numbers. Nice guys finish last. They do sometimes, right? Mitt Romney has wanted to be president for a very, very long time, or at least have the shot at running for it. And it looks like the people have parted, the people that count in power have parted the seas, and they're making him walk down the path to, ultimately, Tampa, where he can grab the nomination unless some crazy brokered convention happened. But that's not happening. That's very unlikely now, even though there's been a lot of conversation about that possibility that's been floated. So he walks away, really the winner. He builds the delegates up, and he's got wins in at least five states, and the key state was Ohio. Now, he didn't just demolish everybody in Ohio. It was so tight with Rick Santorum, you couldn't even call this thing. You couldn't do it. But he is the projected winner to take the Buckeye State, and that's huge. It's a vital cog in the general election battle. You have to have that. So it's the prize, it's bragging rights, it's, you know, I bagged the big one. Santorum, we already mentioned, the three states, and Newt wins Georgia by a double-digit margin. Alaska, by the way, is the only state where they haven't declared a winner yet at this point. So we are still far away from a decisive one person. But Ohio was big. Just like Michigan. I got to win Michigan. Grew up in Michigan. Your father was governor. You got to have it. He had to have Ohio. So just after midnight on Tuesday, he was projected as the winner, with almost all precincts reporting. So he won 38% to Santorum's 37%. They've been there before, this duo. Remember Iowa and the caucuses. So what if there's something wrong with the vote? What if somehow there's some kind of correction by the folks in Ohio? Major win still for Romney, but barely. By the hair on his chinny chin chin. You ever hear that expression? Boy, you could apply that here. Of all the things that happened on Tuesday, because I, you know, watching this and trying to handicap it, and I mentioned that Romney won Idaho and Vermont and Virginia and Massachusetts, but Virginia, it was a layup because it was Ron Paul and Mitt Romney. The other two couldn't get on the ballot. Excuse me. Romney, probably sounding hoarse like me, was back at a rally in Boston, and he talked about glad to be home and all that kind of stuff and in his own bed, and he feels like he's got the momentum that he's amassing a lot of delegates that he needs, and he's got that substantial, he feels like he's going to have the substantial lead eventually to just knock everybody. He didn't say eventually, but he feels like he's got that lead to knock everybody off. Is Mitt Romney the guy, really, from the people's perspective, is he the guy to beat Barack Obama? I mean, is he the guy? We keep asking this fundamental question. And if people in the Republican Party aren't excited about Mitt Romney, then the independents, you think you're going to really rally a lot of those independents? 800-259-5791. It's just that reality that is now starting to set in. For people who were in suspended disbelief, which is plenty of people, who didn't want to hear that Romney was the guy, Romney was going to win, Romney's going to get the nomination. This was set in motion before everything was underway. This was set in motion in the beginning of the summer. Rick Santorum wasn't. I don't know that many people would have predicted that he would have been there in the end and would have been this close to Mitt Romney. I think Herman Cain, the beginning, was somebody that everybody thought, but now he's on the 999 train. He's riding that all the way to the bank and beyond. But is Mitt Romney, is he the guy that's going to be able to beat the incumbent president? Is he going to be able to knock him off? I'm going to say the digits again. Plus, you can weigh in through the miracle of the internet, americatonight.net. We'll be checking the mail this hour. 800-259-5791. And meet you in a gist. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standard for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Great to be back home. What a beautiful afternoon this is. I'm hoping for a win in Massachusetts. I think we'll pick up a lot of delegates, and this is a process of gathering enough delegates to become the nominee, and I think we're on the track to have that happen. It's been a couple of months since we've been home in Massachusetts. We're looking forward to sleeping in our own bed tonight and being with family.
All right, does Mitt Romney reach out and grab you? That's the question, 800-259-2791. Let's go to Izzy in Missouri. Yo, Izzy.
Hi, Kate.
Hello.
I was just giving Matt his recommendations for energy and quit drinking that five-hour garbage.
I know. He shouldn't. It's terrible for him. Now we know it for sure. We had Greg Stebbin tell us that, and he's right. You can't drink that stuff by the gallons the way they are.
It also, real quick, raises your heart rate.
Ooh, that's scary.
And because I tried it one time, because I have pernicious anemia, so I have to take B12 shots every week.
Wow.
Plus, I take B12 every day.
What does that do for you? How do you feel? How do you feel about taking that? That's good?
Yeah. Yeah. And I take sea berry every day, and I take ginseng.
Ginseng's good for you. Yeah.
Yeah. And it does give you energy. It really does. And a sea berry helps with weight loss if you have a weight problem.
Yeah, wow.
So, anyway, that five-hour stuff, bad mojo. Bad, bad.
Yeah,
but they
you
do
need
make
to get off
a,
it.
They do make, you can only find it at Dollar Tree. It's the only place I've ever found it. It's a B12 drink, similar to those 5 hours, but it doesn't have the rest of the trash in it. And, man, it does give you energy. But I can only find it at the Dollar Tree when they do get it in. So I stock up on it. But anyway, off onto my rant. Down in Wyoming, no to Romney.
No, I like that. No to Romney.
But I'm going to go back to 3 Sundays ago, I think it is now, when he called in. He was talking about Romney, and Brian called in. I have a note here. Go, Brian. Anyway, now, all this Romney stuff, why is it that we are being forced again? This is part of the problem with Romney. same as it was with McCain. We're not really getting a choice. And today I literally decided to sit down and blog and look at how many people were supporting Ron Paul versus Romney. And it was overwhelmingly Ron Paul on three sites, one of which was a Yahoo site. And people are just so aggravated. And I'm like, why isn't the Republican Party getting this? But Romney's another McCain. I'm sorry. He's weak. He talks so placid and so nice. And I'm like, I don't want pretty. I don't want placid. I want somebody that's going to stand up there and say, we have to get rid of the Federal Reserve System. We have to quit supporting countries that hate our guts. And the only one I've heard say that is Ron Paul.
Yeah.
But I challenge everybody out there listening, get off your butts. And you get with a group and you start ordering the voters' registration records. And trust me, they are daunting. Because I got mine, was it yesterday? Because I told them, I said, you start early instead of like midsummer like we did last year. It made me so angry. My pile is 3 inches high.
Wow.
And that's a lot of names. And we will go through it name by name. My pile, then the next person's. And we cover a certain area. And I just absolutely challenge all of you, because this election's going to be so full of voter fraud, it's not even funny. Yeah. Not even funny.
Yeah, and you know what? I hate to tell you, but I think we agree on that. I think there's going to be some problems. There's going to be problems with dead, deceased names, that whole thing.
Oh, my God, they're coming up now, saying in 2008, all the names that voted, that people aren't alive, people don't exist.
Right.
It was triple voting. And I'm like, why are you people taking this, sitting down, sitting on your butts?
Right,
doing
not
nothing.
Saying something. Yeah.
So get off your butts. You make up a group like we've done in Missouri. There's several
of them.
And you go through and check them. And I went through part of St. Louis and East St. Louis. If you know anything about those areas, you know what they are. And you would not believe. We found 2,000 names.
Mm.
And I've mentioned this before, but when we went to the Attorney General, of course, he was a liberal. Wouldn't do anything. Well, this year we have decided to make a lot of racket because we know there's a hell of a lot more than, and that was just in our little area, and we took a bad area. I said, I don't care. I carry a weapon. I'll shoot and ask names later if I have to.
But that's why we love you.
Really, I mean, people get off your butts and start checking
right,
voter registration.
Yeah.
And then in the meantime, start reading up about Ron Paul. I'm so sick of hearing Romney's name. I want to throw up. And no wonder my house is getting so sparkly clean. My anger level about 1 a.m. is like in super load.
Oh, we love you. You crack me up. Thanks, Iz.
Yeah, okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. She is very active. When I say power to the people, that woman is power to the people times 10, whether you agree with her or not. She really does pursue. She is all about her convictions. I love that. The passion comes through. Jay, also passionate, is listening to us in Kentucky. Hey, Jay.
How you doing, Kate?
Good.
Well, I'm going to break this down for you and make it real simple for everybody to understand. The best person to be president during this election cycle would have been Herman Cain. I believe that wholeheartedly. But now the focus is getting the community organizer out of the White House. And we need to be able to match him dollar for dollar on ads. If you have Rick Santorum, there's no way that Rick Santorum running one ad to every 10 of Obama's is even going to come close. So the bottom line here is we have – I wouldn't be surprised if Ron Paul's being funded by Newt Gingrich – or I'm sorry, by – Romney, because if Ron Paul was out of the race, his conservative valued votes, I think, would go to Rick Santorum.
I think we cut you. Oh, we got you. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Ron Paul says he's in it to the end.
Yeah.
But yet he hasn't won anything.
No.
And like I said, he's just taking votes away from Rick Santorum is all he's doing right now. Because with him out of the race, it doesn't up Romney's votes at all, I don't think. I think it would up Santorum's votes. But even though I don't think Romney is the best person to be president, I think he's the best person to beat Obama. And I hate to put it like that, but that's just the way it is. You need to be able to match Obama's war chest in advertising and mudslinging when it comes down to it. I don't think any of the other candidates could match him dollar for dollar. And that's just the bottom line.
Yeah, no, you're totally right, Jay. Jay, thanks. Thanks for chipping in your 2 cents. You're right. Absolutely. That's why he's the establishment guy, because super PACs, and the super PACs are writing the million-dollar checks here and there for Romney. Romney is the guy. That's why Donald Trump backs him up. He has friends. He calls his friends. Who cares about Trump's endorsement other than he has tentacles to people with money, and you have to build the money up. So people who have a vested interest who say to themselves, maybe Romney wasn't my guy, but I have to defeat. I do not want to see this guy be president again. It's not in my best interest. It's not my company's best interest, whatever. Then they're going to donate. He's absolutely right about that. You have to have the war chest, because the Obama will level you. I mean, he'll just level you in the money department, and there is power in ads. Doesn't matter if everyone's got an iPhone or an Android or whatever they have. People are still watching the tube, and people are paying attention to ads. And they cost serious dough. And the only way you get the serious dough is to have people giving you that money, fundraising, all of that. That's why Obama, why does he constantly, how many times has he been, since I've been in the East Coast, he's been to New York, I want to say, 3 times. And every single time he left with a bag of loot, fundraising, going to a dinner, $35,000 a plate for XYZ amount of people. And he has to do it. They want him to do it because he ends up with big pot of money at the end of it that they need, they being David Axelrod and Robert Gibbs, to get the best bang for their buck and to make sure that they run this campaign everywhere they need to run it, like in the swing states and all that sort of stuff. Yep. Coming up on the flip side, we're checking the mail. Plus, if you want to weigh in, please don't feel shut out. 800-259-5791.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
I love you, baby. Baby, I love you now. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but let's just go out and ride. Talk about the things we tried. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but they'll never get inside. We got too much to hide.
To the mail room in just a second, but first let's go to John in Utah. Hey John, you're on with Kate here on America Tonight. How are you?
I'm great. How about you?
Good. Thank you for asking. What, throw in your two cents. What do you think about what's happening on the Republican side?
Well, I think that it makes little difference who is who they choose, and even if he's elected president, that our presidents today are nothing but a figurehead, and that the big bankers control the government, and the government does what the big bankers want them to do. And like the young lady just two calls ago said, to remedy that, we got to get rid of the Federal Reserve and the big bankers. And Ron Paul's the only one that talks about it. But it doesn't matter who is elected, it will never happen. JFK issued instead of Federal Reserve notes, issued the U.S. notes, which had no interest on them. And Hey, before they could even get them out, he was assassinated. And Lincoln, the same thing, was assassinated, which many people believe was because of the bankers.
Yeah, I'll tell you, thanks for calling, John. If you wanted to jump on conspiracy theories, banking is an easy one to look at. And I do agree, bankers, money, it goes back to the same thing, have the absolute power. And they have the power because they have the power of the purse strings. And how do you get elected? It's like I said, the president in the couple of weeks I've been back in New Jersey has been shuttled back and forth from Washington to Manhattan to go to these expensive fundraisers where people are paying crazy money to have dinner with him, theoretically, and get a photo op, and it's making them a ton of money. That's what you have to do now. It is about the money. And ultimately, you know, how it's like this frustration over Romney. How are the presidents elected? And when do you get an idealist back in office? When do you get somebody who's not so tethered to a machine, tethered to whatever the party politics are? And it changes. It changes once you step in that office. All right, we're going to step outside of our office and run like the wind to get to the mailroom so we can check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
See how fast I did that? I did the 40 in, I don't know, 3.9 seconds. Matt, how fast can you run a 40?
My record back in high school when I ran track was 4.65.
4.65. What do you think the average NFLer is doing?
It depends. Are you factoring in offensive linemen, too? Because
no,
that'll bump it up a little bit.
Yeah, no, offensive linemen.
I know the fastest running back, at the combine, he just ran, or somebody, either the combine or pro day, just ran like a 4.33.
Woo!
So, if you're getting sub 4.5, that's when you're getting pretty quick.
Yeah, no kidding.
I was decently fast, but not incredibly fast.
Yeah.
Above average.
There you go. Above average. It's good to be above average. I had problems with stamina. So, yeah, I wouldn't have been, I don't even remember. I probably did a 40 and I was okay. I would have been maybe in the middle of the pack or something, but I wasn't above average when it came to running. We didn't even run that much. It was more about sports, you know, tennis or whatever, kickball, or actually, even when I was younger, we could play dodgeball. We could try to cream the other guy, and we wouldn't be labeled anything, and we wouldn't be put into detention, and they wouldn't have taken the ball away from us and then said, you know, everybody, when we have this tournament, you have to be honorable mention when you play in the dodgeball tournament. But thank goodness I was back in the day where you could really compete, and you didn't have to worry about all that other stuff. Now, forget it. It's crazy. You know, even I noticed, I went to the Philadelphia Flower Show. It's one of the oldest flower shows in the country, and it's really cool. It might sound, I said that to Matt, and he said, flower show. But he doesn't know. It's awesome. It was like mind-blowing. The theme was Hawaii. Who knows how many millions of dollars they spent. It reminded me in a different way of Pasadena and what they do with the Rose Bowl. But the point of telling you the story is, as I seg off into a crazy direction, that I noticed that they have these ribbons, you know, first place for different things, first place, second place, and then third place. And you know they have honorable mentions. So, like, every flower gets honorable mention. It's ridiculous. Like, what, are you worried about hurting the florist or the designer's feelings because they weren't quite as mind-blowing as the three others before them? I mean, really. And then they'd have, like, a snarky comment on the card, too. That was crazy. But it was a pretty beautiful show. I got a lay from the show. Because when you go to Hawaii, you get one of the you get a lay when you come off of the plane, and don't go in that direction that you're thinking of. All right, we're going to go in the direction of the mail. Quickly, let's go there. This one's from Clive, who says, "Kate, I am so sick of all politicians. I think most of them are corrupt, and if they're not corrupt, they get corrupted. It's ridiculous what Washington churns out." And I'm not just one of those angry pinheads who's screaming at the top of the mountain. I really dig politics. I do. And I think that people should be more politically active This is our country. It's your future. So it's time to stop hibernating. I'm going to steal your phrase, power the people. There is some truth to that. If more people were active, there would be some change. Well, yep. You gotta get off your hands. You gotta get involved. And when you're voting for people, I think you check their record. I mean, let's say you're just a diehard Republican, but there may be this one Democrat who's actually way better in your district than the Republican. I mean, he's just way better, or she's just way better. And really, they're more in line with their voting, or the way they would vote is more in line with what you would do. Then go there. Even if you've never done it before in your life, if this person is somehow in the middle, like Buddy Romer, who's been on the show a bunch of times, former governor of Louisiana, he was a Democrat, and he thought that in Louisiana it was too slanted, too one way. He thought that would lead to problems, that there needed to be more balance. So he switched parties. That's why he did it. All right, here's another one. This comes to us from Tank. I love that name. Tank says, back again for more. I can't help myself. Loving the show. I think it's so sad what happened in Ohio. They ought to just string that kid up. And I know that's not going to be a popular thing to say. And it was terrible what he did, shattering those people's lives. Now, granted, he may be mentally ill. There is some kind of a family situation. But there just are not enough excuses for me to buy anything that his defense will shovel out. They need to give him the maximum, period, end of story. I think he's on the road to that because he already confessed to doing it, and he's had his charges thrown at him, and there's a good chance that he'll be locked up for a very, very long time. But see, it still doesn't, no matter what, it will not heal the wound, and I hope that these people do heal, but it won't easily heal up the wound of the people who lost their son, of the families that lost their sons, because three people died in that one. Here's one from Shane, who says, Delaney, haven't talked to you in a long time. Thumbs up with some of the stuff you're doing on the show. I have to say, I laugh out loud when you do the weather tweets. I notice you do them at the end of the week. I'm going to have to start tweeting you some weather. The shovels, the guy that made the comment about his shovels rusting from lack of use just made me almost drive off the road. All right, don't drive off the road. Weather tweets, we do it. He's right. Usually we do it toward the end of the week. People tweet us in different things happening in their world when it comes to weather. And a lot of people are complaining that they haven't seen much snow. I think we have time for one more here from Miss Sarah. And Miss Sarah says, Afghanistan, gotta get out. Not popular to say it, but we need to cut and run. Kate, what are the chances that we'll get any war reparations? My guess is not great. I'd say not good at all. And you would think that, depending on how long you've been there or what's gone on, that there would be some, but I don't see it happening. Hamid Karzai, to me, the president of Afghanistan, is the luckiest man around when it comes to politics in the Middle East, because he really gets a free pass on some of the nonsense that goes on over in his country, and we just bite the bullet every single time. Eventually, it's going to crack our teeth. We need to get out of there, absolutely. Hang with us, some odds and ends coming up, including the president responding to Rush Limbaugh's radio show.
2012 is finally here, and while the government racks up another $1 trillion in debt, the IRS is hard at work collecting. In fact, they're even sending agents to some people's homes in place of business. If you owe back taxes, have years of unfiled tax returns, or are receiving threatening letters or phone calls, call the tax division of the law offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-652-6978. Our tax division is spearheaded by a former IRS agent with over 31 21 years experience. He knows the ins and outs of the IRS and how to get them off your back once and for all. The phone call is free and so is the consultation. So call now, 800-652-6978. That's 800-652-6978. Don't wait for agents to knock on your door. Call 800-652-6978 or visit us on the web at www.craigzlaw.com. You'll be glad you did.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super C-Veg.
And with the Super C-Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super C-Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super C-Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super C-Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super C-Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super C-Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, superseaveg.com. That's super, S-E-A-V-E-G.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-C-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super C-Veg daily is eating right.
To see you when I wake up is a gift I didn't think could be real. To know that you feel the same as I do is a threefold utopian dream. You do something to me that I can't.
All right, coming up, we're going to let you hear those comments that the president made when he was asked about Rush Limbaugh and what he had to say about the Georgetown University student and the flap that has ensued since then. But before we go there, especially since we got an email on it, TJ Lane and following what's happening with the kid who confessed, by the way, to shooting three, well, more than three, shot five, more than that too, even just with a few minor injuries, but killed three high school students last week. He was before a judge today, so this just kind of became official. Take a listen.
This matter will be set for a hearing on probable cause on the issue of whether or not jurisdiction should be transferred to the adult division of the Georgia County Common Pleas Court. And that probable cause hearing is now set for April 3, 2012. The complaint consists of six counts. The first three counts are counts alleging aggravated murder, an unclassified felony if committed by an adult. The fourth and fifth count are attempted aggravated murder, a felony of the first degree if committed by an adult. And the sixth count is felonious assault, a felony of the second degree if committed by an adult.
All right, with the speed of which things move in this world, that is a story that leaves you with a heavy heart. And a lot of people are reaching out and doing some different things. On our next show, I've compiled a bunch of places that are taking donations and whatnot. If you're looking to help the people in Ohio, I mean, ultimately, the thing that they need the most is the thing that they can't get. It's the shock of being blindsided that you get a phone call. Your son is critically wounded, laying in a hospital, and doesn't look like they're going to survive. That has to be, I mean, that's just a cruel, awful fate that too many of those families suffered from that small area outside of Cleveland, really a stone's throw away, 25 miles away. Just an unbelievable thing for a parent to have to deal with. There's so much worry already for what can happen with teenagers, car accidents, texting, too many people talking in the car, distractions, you know, whatever it might be. I'm focusing on the car, but it could be a slew of other things. And then you get a phone call like that. Wow, that's, I mean, awful, awful stuff. Just justice needs to be served there, and I think it will be. I without a doubt, I think that will happen in that case, because I can't imagine, with the confession and everything else, I cannot imagine that the people in Ohio, which is just their dreams are shattered. So is it any kind of a revenge, or is it any kind of a, I shouldn't even use the word revenge, is it any kind of a sob over the wound if this kid gets nailed to the wall? And the answer is no. It's not going to do what they would want to happen, which means that they would be able to have their family whole again. So we move from that story to another one that involves a radio host, the most popular radio host in the entire United States. I've said this before, I think, on the show, but his first 15 minutes in radio, the first time when he gets on the air, is the most listened to thing on the air. That's incredible when you think of the millions of shows that are available, and maybe I slightly exaggerate, but a ton of shows that are out there, and for him to be carrying that around, he has a big stick. He does, and we've mentioned this. Premier is backing him. He made the comments about Sandra Fluke, her name was the Georgetown University student, called her a slut and whatnot, and since that happened, 9-10 advertisers have dropped out, and people are questioning, oh, the floor is falling apart, it's coming out underneath the shoes of Rush Limbaugh, and it's not. He's being backed by the network. They're saying that it was an unfortunate choice of words. He's apologized. It's just going to eventually just blow over, and that's that. That's the end of the story. Other than the reaction to it, including the president was asked about Rush Limbaugh and the particular student and what happened there.
I want them to be able to speak their mind in a civil and thoughtful way. And I don't want them attacked or called horrible names. I don't know what's in Rush Limbaugh's heart, so I'm not going to comment on the sincerity of his apology.
All right, so at the first White House press briefing, a long one, because he doesn't do them very often, that was one of the questions that he was asked about, and you heard his answer there. That he can't, how can he really answer that? Because he doesn't know what Rush Limbaugh is thinking. He's right about that. He has no idea what he's thinking when he apologizes, other things that have happened since then, and he was smart to back off of that. I don't think it matters either way. It's interesting that he's asked the question at a press conference right on the heels of Benjamin Netanyahu's visit and the conversation about Israel and Iran and all that stuff. All right, Super Tuesday, we start there, we end there. Mitt Romney wins contests Ohio, Idaho, Massachusetts, Virginia, and Vermont. Rick Santorum takes Tennessee, Oklahoma, and North Dakota. Newt Gingrich took Georgia. Not huge surprises, except for that Mitt Romney, who was hoping to get a yard or two, ends up with a couple of good inches, but not the entire enchilada, because he didn't really cream anybody. And this is why the problems about electing Mitt Romney. Do you just elect him because he can raise money, because this is what the Republican National Committee says, because the top Republicans are backing him, so I'm just going to have to go with Mitt Romney. I can't go for who I believe is the true conservative. And Romney and Rick Santorum had neck and neck votes in Ohio. So it's more campaigning for everybody. The gauntlet has been laid down. There is much more work to be done, because not one person is left standing so far. If anything, what Super Tuesday showed us is it's unpredictable in the primary season, in the Republican primary season for sure. And Romney is the most likely nominee, but there are some stubborn opponents of his that are trying to get in his way. They're trying to get in his way, and I don't think it's working. I think they're being stonewalled very well, but that's the extent of it. That's the extent of it. All right, remember, I always say that besides writing us, you can do other things. You can tweet us, because I've been asked about this. You can tweet us or hit us up on Facebook. That's easy. All roads to get into the castle go through the back door, believe it or not. So just remember that. Just remember that when you go to sign up for Twitter or Facebook or any of that. It's pretty easy. And a lot of people have done that, and a lot of people have some clever tweets or comments about some of the politics that we've been talking about, and a slew of other things, like this one from Fender Bender, who says, Fender Bender says, "Oh, I'm so sick to death of talking about Israel. I used to be pro-Israel. Now I think I'm just neutral."
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Look what you did, you little jerk.